Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our speakers, Jared Hoddle. Jared is the offensive coordinator of the Dakota State University football team in Madison, South Dakota. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Jared will deliver a talk titled Using Hidden Yardage as a Predictor of Success and Productivity for Special Teams in American Football. Jared, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Great. So let's start by just telling me a little bit more about your background. How does a football coach and offensive coordinator end up interested in analytics?
Great question. I would say I got interested in analytics or sports analytics, probably like a lot of people, reading Moneyball as a junior in high school, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I kind of thought of it as a, in a video game, you get the cheat codes, and I'm thinking, you know, Billy Beane and the A's, they kind of got the cheat codes, and I kind of wanted to be a part of that as I love football and I love sports, and I wanted to kind of start utilizing that. So that's ultimately, I think one of the big reasons I went to be an economics major at Central College and helped out with the football team there. And Coach McMartin, he was a pretty big stats guy as well. And he taught me some stats. I tracked the stats every week for the team. That was one of my jobs. And one of them was a lot more advanced stats than just yardage or first downs or, you know, the very basic stuff. But we did margin of error, which was including sacks and turnovers and drop balls divided by total number of plays and success rate. So on first down, we need to get at least 4 yards. On second down, we need to get half the way to first down. On third down, we have to get it. So kind of opened my mind to some of those more advanced ideas in some of the statistics of football. But I guess really what kind of pushed me over the edge was I had some great professors at Central that really – you know, when an 18-year-old kid comes in and says, I want to do, you know, sports analytics projects, you know, I think they could have easily said, you know, maybe try to steer me in a different direction. But they I think they saw the passion in me, and they were willing to let me try some of my crazy ideas out. And so I can't thank them enough. And I ended up doing a thesis on trying to predict success in NFL quarterbacks, which was a really fun topic. We didn't make any earth-shattering discoveries, but definitely fun to get into. And so, you know, as a coach, I've always thought, you know, just like the Billy Beane scenario, we can use these to our advantage and give us that edge maybe that pushes us into the win column versus losing on game day. So
going back to what you said, margin of error, what's margin of error as a football statistic? I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I wish I could tell you where it came from 100%, but it is sacks, turnovers, drop balls, and penalties. And we divide it by the total number of plays. Now, we use a threshold of 12%. So we want to be under 12%. We think we have a good chance to win if our offense is under that. There's been multiple times, obviously, that we've won, you know, with higher than that. And there's been times where we have had a really good margin of error and have still lost the game. But we think it's a kind of a good measure of how efficient your offense is.
So who came up with that? Was that something that you just came up with while you were, you know, sitting in class thinking of projects, or did the coach commission that, or how did that come about?
Yeah, that came straight from Coach McMartin. I think he got it from, I don't want to misquote or say where he got it from, but I know he has a couple of people that he had utilized to kind of get some of those advanced statistics from, but he started doing it and started asking me to do it. And so that's kind of where it came from. And then I translated it when I came up here to Dakota State and still use it to this day. So,
all right. So what other problems have you tackled? I mean, you just talked about predicting, I think it was predicting NFL quarterbacks. So what have you done that's been particularly relevant to your coaching at Dakota State and anywhere else you've been?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is what to emphasize. I think that's a big thing as a coach. You need to figure out what's leading to success or where you might be struggling in certain areas, because then you can emphasize it to your players. So we look at, you know, there's a lot of stuff on explosive plays in football and how they lead to scoring, and obviously scoring leads to winning a lot of times. So we talk about explosive plays all the time. We talk about how everybody's basically has to take ownership of an explosive play. The O-line obviously has to block the receivers. Sometimes they're springing the explosive play for the running back. So we talk about that quite a bit. We talk about eliminating turnovers. That's obviously, there's some correlation to having an efficient offense in that. So that's a big thing. And we talk about it. We track our turnovers in practice. And I think that's I think the more you can emphasize those things that actually lead to success, the better you can be. But Coach McMartin and the central staff, they going kind of even further, they kind of got me into the hidden yardage stuff, which is something I'd never heard of until I got there. And it makes a lot of sense to me, because if you make a tackle on a kickoff at the 20-yard line versus the 30-yard line, well, there's a first down in there that's not being recorded, you know. And I think that's something that is that a lot of teams don't think about or don't utilize. So I ran some regressions on some of our hidden yardage to winning percentage and total yards, and I found it pretty highly corollary, where, you know, the more hidden yardage you have, the chance of winning the game go up quite a bit. So I kind of took and ran off with that, and I'm probably getting into digressing quite a bit, but it's kind of uncovered a lot of my eyes on the productivity aspects as well, where, hey, let's compare our hidden yardage to other teams to see if our special teams might need to improve in a certain area, because everybody else is killing us in this hidden yard. So we need to find a way to get better at that. Whatever.
And, you talk special teams, you talk turnovers, you talk explosive plays. It's what, 3/5 of Bill Connolly's five factors.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what I'm familiar with, and it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to emphasize. So I guess my question to that then is, you know, you mentioned the players. How do you communicate with them? This is the data behind why we're emphasizing this part of the game, or do you not? I mean, do you just say, you know, this is what we think is important? And I guess how much detail do they need to know, or do they want to know, in order to get what, you know, the reasoning behind these strategic moves or these areas of emphasis that you guys choose?
Yeah, fantastic question. And as a football coach, and this goes more to my just philosophy on leadership and trying to coach, I want people to know why. I want them to ask the question why, and that's about everything. So I don't think we specifically say, hey, here are the reasons why we're emphasizing these things. But if any kid ever had any question on why we are, you know, we're very open to saying, here's why, and here's the data behind it. And some kids really want to know that, and deserve to know that. Everybody deserves to know it, but some kids want to know it. Some kids are just saying, hey, you know, coach is saying to do this, let's just do it, you know? So it kind of bases on the kid. But yeah, we don't preach specific numbers, but we always have that to back us up if we need.
Yeah. Do you ever have peer, either players or fellow coaches on your staff who kind of turn a skeptical eye to this stuff? And I'm not asking you to throw any of your peers under the bus, but I mean, just people who don't buy into it. I mean, you wouldn't be the first staff to have that, right? I mean, that's been one of the central issues with the evolution of sports analytics over the past 10, 15 years, is we've got all this data-driven decisions being made. And you've got some old guard type people who still would prefer gut and experience and the eye test and all those things. Have you found any sort of tensions there, or conversely, have you found a way to balance that in a healthy way?
I think, well, when I'm special teams coordinator, offensive coordinator with Steve Steele, he's now the head coach of Pierre High School in Pierre, South Dakota. Great. Another awesome dude. He embraces statistics probably even more so than I do. He's been doing quite a bit of really some cool stuff down there. You know, he was very open to everything I was telling him. I was open to listening to what he had to do. So from that aspect, as an offensive staff, I think we were pretty open. But, of course, you're going to get, you know, different coaches that may disagree or want to have an argument or a discussion about, you know, why would that be, or maybe you're forgetting this factor. And I think that's good. I think the more you can have that, the stronger your arguments and models can get. I think the biggest issue is confirmation bias with some coaches. I think they run the numbers and they see what they want to see out of them, and maybe are, you know, completely forgetting parts that kind of go against what they want to say. So I think that's a, it's a thing that I try to emphasize with myself. Like, I want to see the bitter details of how, no matter how dark it might be or opposite of what I think that's such an important thing. So sometimes you see that, but I think we do a pretty good job here of kind of embracing some of these things.
Okay. So you've looked at explosive plays, you've looked at hidden yardage with special teams. So what do you want to look at next? And if you can't for proprietary reasons, tell me, that's fine. But just any other aspects of the game that intrigue you right now that you'd like to look into further?
Yeah, Scott, I'm telling you right now, it's recruiting. I think that is the area that somebody's going to make a lot of money in, because that, to me, makes the most sense. Obviously, you got the on-field stuff, which there's been well-documented, a lot of people doing that. There's been the off-the-field training stuff, which is big, and I love some of the movements that have happened in that in the last couple of years with, you know, catapults and all these really cool wearable technology things going on and the data we're getting from that. But I think recruiting has the best chance to really be the biggest of the three. And I think a lot of that has to do with the controlled variables you have in recruiting. You have very strict rules put on by the NCAA. You got pretty much unlimited budgets from everybody. So there's so many things that you can say, that doesn't matter, that doesn't matter, that doesn't matter. So let's find out specifically what matters in recruiting. How do we get, you know, we want to sign this many 5-stars. What do we need to do that? And I think you're getting the law of large numbers. You're getting all this great stuff when you talk about recruiting. So I'm thinking I'm looking into some of that stuff. So if anyone ever wants to collaborate or have any ideas, I'm all ears. But I think that's the area that I would like to explore next.
Sounds good. So what would you advise maybe a player of yours or a student, you know, at Dakota State who comes to you and is interested in coaching, but also having taking an analytics bent to it, you know, and incorporating some of these new techniques and data gathering and analysis that we have? What would you tell a student who's interested in pursuing some of the same things you have?
I think a lot of it's educating yourself. If you can take a stats class, if you can take some basic coding classes, that stuff's going to make a big difference down the road if you're trying to get into this and you have the technical skills to do it. Because obviously if you're a football player, you're interested in numbers, you're going to have the intuitive mind of a football player when it comes to analyzing data, but you're going to need those technical skills in order to do it.
All right. Jared, where can people find out more about you and Dakota State online, and where can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, if you want to know more about Dakota State, we're at dsuathletics.com. And if you want to know more about me, I love getting emails. I love talking to people. I love meeting people. You can email me at jared.hoddle@dsu.edu. Also follow me on Twitter, Coach Hoddle, and I like direct messages and following back and all that stuff as well. So one last thing I would like to say, and that's another point about data, and I got to praise our SID here, Nick Hunnemer. I think he's the best SID that I've ever ran across, because you're only as good as how accurate your data is. So if you have somebody in there that's you can't trust with gathering that data, you're going to be in trouble. And he does a fantastic job for us. So
true. SIDs are the unsung heroes of college sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure are. So, well, thanks again, Jared. Again, my guest today has been Jared Hoddle of Dakota State University and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference. Jared will deliver a talk titled Using Hidden Yardage as a Predictor of Success and Productivity for Special Teams in Football. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Jared.
Yep, for sure.
And thank you for listening. Again, the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at analyticsconf.com. Thanks for listening.